Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here they are again, regional championship to defend over these next couple of evenings down at BNL. We'll start out tonight at 5:15. Ken Eidinger's 12th ranked, once beaten Cougars of North and Greensburg. Same semifinal pairing, by the way, as we had last year. Now, you respect your opponent, but like Ken was telling me Monday afternoon,
they've been shooting for bigger fish this year, you know, and they realize all these were great steps along the way. And so I think, you know, there hasn't been any great sense of accomplishment yet. We came one match away from going to state last year, and I think it's left a little bit of a taste in their mouth that they want a little bit more this year.
And you know, Ken, this has been an interesting team because they've gained their own identity along the way this year in 17 matches, haven't they?
They sure have. I mean, we got in, you know, our first tournament down in Jasper was a good tournament. But I remember we were playing a little bit tentative. We beat some good guys, and it's been growing and growing to where, you know, I think they really have some faith in themselves, and they feel it's a good unit, and they have faith in each other. And it's a little bit more than feeling their way right now. They're kind of getting out there and ready to charge. We're solid every spot on the team.
What do you expect?
I'm expecting from our end that we go out and we approach just like every other match that we've played, and we know that, you know, that match we lost to Floyd Central, that was productive for us because I think from that point on we realized, you know, we need to really go out and we need to scrap for everything we want. And so it's what we've been working on. It's just, you know, playing one point at a time and taking it one step at a time. This would be ladder three, step three to get into the state final. So, you know, that's about where our head is, I hope.
Well, so do we, Ken Eidinger, the head tennis coach of the Cougars, out tonight against Greensburg at 5:15 at BNL. And, by the way, tomorrow night will be title night against either Columbus North or Scottsburg. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, in the mind of Hoosier football coach Kevin Wilson and his staff, you never rest on your laurels, not when you play football in the Big Ten East and your next opponent is Ohio State. That said, upon further review out of Saturday night's upset of Michigan State, Coach Kevin's message to us Monday at the Hinkie Hall of Champions, things always to work on. To constantly get better and, well, running down his checklist mixed in, too, with the good and the bad from Saturday night's upset.
Some things we really got to work on. We had three holding calls, a couple of them again in scoring zone situations that really hurt our offense. Busted coverage, gave up a pass. Richard missed a shot that should have been big play touchdown and floated one. He got picked off. And Devine just taking care of the ball. He's got to clean up. Some big plays in the game, too, that people forget about. The blocked field goal, the first drive by Dougherty, which is a huge difference in the game. The last three plays on defense, Tony Fields with a huge one-on-one tackle and the two sacks by Hoff and Dougherty. Fumble recovery by Westbrook. I think Lego's resiliency and staying strong and confident, more mature down the stretch was great to see. The fourth quarter, our defense had a chance to make a finish, and they didn't. We've been down that road before. A little concern there. I was really proud of the defense for that overtime 1-2-3 stop. That was awesome.
And Ohio State, just looking at them, not a lot of weaknesses, obviously. They haven't allowed a rushing touchdown yet through four. Hey, don't forget tonight, Harold Morrill. He can relive a lot of Indiana football memories going into the IU Athletics Hall of Fame later this month. Amy Burberry, joined by senior soccer captains Veronica Ellis, Marissa Borski tonight. Sports Talk will start a little past 6. Another busy Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.